Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for May 16th, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The recent case of two MIT students allegedly stealing $25 million by exploiting a bug in the Ethereum blockchain, reported by ARS Technica, is a stark reminder of the vulnerabilities inherent even in the most advanced technologies. This novel crime, executed just in 12 seconds, poses a significant threat to the integrity of blockchain technology and challenges the very principles upon which it is built. The alleged scheme, as detailed by the Department of Justice, reveals a sophisticated level of planning and execution. The students, leveraging their expertise in computer science and mathematics, manipulated the Ethereum blockchain by tampering with pending transactions before they were added to the blockchain. This manipulation, facilitated by settling up validators through shell companies and exploiting transaction vulnerabilities, underscores the potential for highly educated individuals to misuse their skills for nefarious purposes. What makes this crime particularly alarming is its implications for the broader blockchain ecosystem. The Ethereum blockchain, like others, is designed to be a decentralized and secure ledger, providing a transparent and immutable record of transactions. However, the ability of these individuals to alter transactions and effectively rewrite parts of the blockchain calls into question the security of such systems. If the foundational technology of blockchain can be compromised, it undermines trust in the entire cryptocurrency market, which relies on these systems for security and transparency. Furthermore, the case highlights a significant challenge for regulators and law enforcement. The rapid advancement of technology often outpaces the development of regulatory frameworks, creating a cat-and-mouse game between innovators and those who seek to exploit these innovations. The students' extensive measures to cover their tracks, including using foreign exchanges with lax Know Your Customer KYC procedures, and researching legal loopholes, demonstrate the complexity of investigating and prosecuting such crimes. The timing of this incident is particularly notable as it coincides with the Securities and Exchanges, SEC's, deliberation on whether to approve an Ethereum exchange-traded fund, ETF. The SEC, led by crypto skeptic Gary Gensler, is cautious about the potential risks to investors. This case could bolster the argument for stringent regulations and robust security measures before any new cryptocurrency products are approved. This unprecedented theft by exploiting the Ethereum blockchain is a wake-up call for the blockchain and cryptocurrency communities. It highlights the need for continuous innovation and security measures, more rigorous regulatory oversight, and a greater emphasis on ethical standards within the tech community. As blockchain technology continues to evolve, ensuring its integrity and security must be a top priority to maintain trust and protect investors. According to the April 24th FT special report with updated stories from yesterday titled Europe's Climate Leaders, Europe, the fastest warming continent, faces political challenges in implementing climate regulation as highlighted in an annual FT Statistica survey showcasing companies that have significantly reduced carbon emissions intensity. The activist Green Deal is under scrutiny, with business groups expressing concerns over competitiveness, making climate rules a contentious political issue. Industry leaders recently signed a declaration in Antwerp signaling rising tensions. Meanwhile, The satellite data sector is booming with companies like Terabotics monitoring emissions and industry activities. Despite regulatory crackdowns, companies continue sophisticated greenwashing practices, risking trust and investor confidence. Europe's renewable energy sector, exemplified by the Baltic Eagle Wind Farm, faces challenges like Dunkelflaut periods with minimal wind and sun. The Green Deal's numerous regulations have increased compliance costs for businesses, requiring audits of supply chains and ensuring product repairability and deforestation-free commodities. The aviation industry sees sustainable aviation fuel as crucial for net zero goals, but financing for production plants remains a hurdle. AI startups are also developing specialized applications to combat climate change, offering substantial benefits despite technological limitations. First, it was the environmental concerns because of the electricity demand from blockchain technology and things like Bitcoin trading. Now, according to the Financial Times, Microsoft's emissions have increased 30% since 2020 because of demand for AI and the data centers that power it. ESMA announced that Wojciech Belling has been reappointed as vice chair of the European Energies and Markets Authority, ESMA, for another 2.5-year term. Belling, the executive director of the Financial Market Regulation and International Cooperation Department at the Czech National Bank, initially took the role in November 2022. ICE has posted a slideshow on LinkedIn about its relationship with FTSE Russell, celebrating 40 years of the FTSE 100 index futures and looking back on some of the most significant milestones in the two companies' shared history. EEX has 150 employees from EEX Group in Washington, Sydney, Leipzig, Vilnius, Helsinki, Paris, and Singapore run for the Wings for Life World Run early morning or late in the evening in rain or sunshine, raising awareness and funds for the research for spinal cord injuries, EEX posted to LinkedIn. Good work, EEX. For top U.S. companies, net zero commitments are still the exception, not the rule, according to an analysis by the S&P Global Sustainable Net Zero Commitments Tracker dataset. Less than half, 45%, of the leading listed companies in the U.S. have a net zero target. The tracker found the ambition targets for reducing greenhouse gas emissions, GHG, at these companies, regardless of their net zero plans, was also examined. For Scope 1, companies in the analysis were found to be aiming to cut 51% of emissions on average. Scope 3 ambitions were found to be much lower, even in sectors where Scope 3 makes up the bulk of emissions. The average Scope 3 reduction for the financial sector, for example, is just 10%. You can view the complete findings with the link in today's newsletter. Chris, as always, terrifying to talk to you, sums up Sabrina Tavernes's at the end of her conversation with New York Times climate change reporter Christopher Flavelle on the New York Times Daily Podcast. The interview talks through the findings of the recent New York Times special investigation of the home insurance industry in a podcast titled The Possible Collapse of the U.S. Home Insurance System. A Times investigation found climate change may now be a concern for every homeowner in the country. Tavernes interviews Flavelle about his special report, which found that across the United States, more frequent extreme weather is starting to cause the home insurance market to buckle, even for those who have paid their premiums dutifully year after year. Give a listen with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were SIBO's Adam Inzerilla talks about SIBO's data offerings and growth at FIA Boca from John Lothian News. GameStop options bets seek 300% rally in days despite share dip from Bloomberg. And Bill Gross sells GameStop AMC options to cash in on meme mania from Bloomberg. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a video from John Lothian News. Veteran trader George Hanley shares family's legacy in trading at CBOT in Open Outcry Traders History Project interview. In an interview for the Open Outcry Traders History Project, veteran trader George Hanley recounted the rich history of his family's involvement with the Chicago Board of Trade, CBOT. The interview, part of three parts conducted by John Lothian News for the MarketsWiki Education video series, explored the Hanley family's deep-rooted connections to the trading world, dating back to the early 20th century. You watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Benzinga. The headline, Sam Bankman-Fried traded in his $35 million mansion in the Bahamas for a prison cell with 35 inmates, but claims, quote, he did not do anything wrong, unquote. Formerly disgraced, FTX CEO and co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried was convicted in November of wire fraud, money laundering, and conspiracy, and sentenced to 25 years in prison. His high-profile trial marked a significant chapter in the unraveling of FTX, which collapsed under suspicious financial practices, leading to intense scrutiny and legal action. My comment. Cognitive dissonance is a powerful drug. Here's another story, this one from the New York Post. The headline, Wall Street banker dead at 35 wanted new job over grueling 100-hour work weeks, report. The 35-year-old Bank of America investment banker who died of a blood clot earlier this month was looking for a new job at a different company due to the stress of working more than 100 hours a week, according to a report. Leo Lucanus III, a former enlisted soldier turned junior banker who worked out of Bank of America's offices in Midtown Manhattan, contacted an executive recruiter about a new job before he died on May 2nd of what the medical examiners called an acute coronary artery thrombosis, Reuters reported on Wednesday. My comment. Unfortunately, he has now two new jobs, martyr and angel. Here's another story. This is from Reuters via the New York Post. The headline, FTC Chair Martin Grunberg apologizes for toxic workplace culture amid calls to resign. Federal Deposit Insurance Corp Chair Martin Grunberg vowed to skeptical lawmakers Wednesday that he would fix deep-seated cultural issues at his agency, as well as his own conduct. But the lawmakers expressed doubt that the bank regulator, who spent nearly two decades in leadership roles at the agency and who was also the subject of some employee complaints about his temper, was fit for the job. Testifying before Congress for several hours, Grunberg was contrite for failing to see widespread sexual harassment and other issues detailed in an independent report, as well as accounts of him losing his temper with subordinates. But he was resolute that he planned to stay at the agency and see changes implemented. My comment. When I think about some of the toxic work conditions I experienced early in my career and how much I enjoy working from home, I feel very lucky today. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top clicked item Wednesday was Euronext's LinkedIn post containing a video / slideshow about its first quarter performance. Second was, how did Jim Simon's firm make $100 billion? He told his secrets to our reporter from the Wall Street Journal. third was ICE's LinkedIn post thanking FOW for reporting that ICE's Ester Euro short-term rate futures reached 100,000 lots of open interest for the first time Monday, becoming the first exchange to do so. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times and Philip Stafford. The headline, Futures Exchange CME plans to launch Bitcoin trading. U.S. Group has held discussions with market participants over Switzerland-based market. CME Group, the world's largest futures exchange, is planning to launch Bitcoin trading, aiming to capitalize on surging demand this year among Wall Street money managers to gain exposure to the cryptocurrency sector. The Chicago-based group has been holding discussions with traders who want to buy and sell the cryptocurrency on a regulated marketplace, according to three people with direct knowledge of the talks. The plan, which has not yet been finalized, would mark a further encroachment by major Wall Street institutions into the digital asset sector following the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's approval in January of stock market funds that invest directly in Bitcoin. And then here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, Microsoft's emissions jump almost 30% as it races to meet AI demand. Increase from 2020 to 2023 highlights challenges of meeting climate goals while investing in infrastructure. Microsoft's emissions have risen by almost a third since 2020 as the push to build out the infrastructure behind artificial intelligence threatens its climate goals. The nearly 30% increase in emissions was in large part due to the construction of the data centers that AI and cloud computing systems run on, Microsoft said in its annual sustainability report on Wednesday. And then finally, here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, The GameStop Mania is back. Is Wall Street ready this time? Financial plumbing problems were costly for investors in 2021, and a planned upgrade still isn't complete. Meme stocks are back. Is Wall Street ready? The sudden revival of GameStop mania this week comes just as the U.S. financial industry is racing to fix a big problem with the market's plumbing that roiled investors during the original meme stock craze in 2021. On May 28th, the industry is set to begin settling stock trades in one business day rather than two. The current standard, an overhaul that would fill a key demand from regulators. Settlement is the behind-the-scenes process in which shares are delivered to buyers and cash to sellers. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcasts among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform upon which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.